It's time for the children's message. Children ages 3 up through 6th grade, come forward. In a moment, we're going to read the epistle lesson. It's one of my favorites in all of Scripture. It actually is, are you listening? It actually is the framework that teaches us the Apostles' Creed. Jesus stepped down, step by step by step by step, until he hit the grave, down in the lowest place. And then he stepped back up all the way to heaven, and he sits on a throne. The same Jesus that rides in on a donkey with great pomp and circumstance will be dead in a tomb in a couple of days. I want to look at how this happened and why it happened. Have you ever heard of judo? You know what judo is? Or jiu-jitsu? It's a form of martial arts combat where you use your strength passively to overcome your enemy or your foe. He commits himself. Let's say he makes a punch, and at the right moment, you step aside, pull on his arm, and he goes. He leans into you, but he pushes his weight too far, and you flip him over. Look at the screen. Isn't that possible there? Woo! Just like that. He's in the air, and guess who won? You did, because you were able to turn the tables on him. It takes timing. It takes a sense of alertness, because if you're not ready, you couldn't do this. And in fact, it's because your enemy isn't ready that he gets caught. It happens often in athletic contests. Do you realize that some of the greatest games you'll ever remember are a flip at the very end? Some of them you want to forget. Maybe you wanted the Patriots to win in the Super Bowl. Do you know how it turned around? And maybe you wanted Wisconsin to win in overtime. And Jesus won. Everything in our next text is going to talk about how he came down. He got into a lowly position, and it was as though the enemy had won. And the enemy is celebrating, but he's off balance. Guess what Jesus did then? In the grave, he was already dead. It looked like he was gone. In the grave, he came back to life. And boom, the enemy was overcome, right? You see, the power of God is such that he had predicted this from the very beginning, and still, Satan didn't see it coming. And Palm Sunday is a reminder that Jesus is the victor. Not the kind that Satan or the world thinks, but the kind that we need. The king, gentle and riding on a donkey. The king that we want. He not only rules in the world and the universe, but he rules where? In our hearts. And that's the overcoming of our own sinful nature. He flips that to his side, and with a smile and with arms, he gives us a hug and says, "You're mine forever."